Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
The Hammer and Nigel Show.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
The dingo ate your baby.
And now Hammer and Nigel proudly presents.
Damn, nature, you're scary.
Lions.
And tigers.
And bears.
Oh, my.
An experimental error led a team of scientists researching bumblebees.
Bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee. What movie is that from? Side note. Bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee.
I don't know.
They're warming up in choir class, and the nerd, bumblebee, bumblebee, he's warming up his voice. I'll get back to that later. Maybe on the YouTube chat. $5 if you could guess what movie I'm talking about. Anyway, this team of scientists, they're doing some researching on bumblebees, making a startling discovery, Hammer. The insect's remarkable ability to survive underwater for up to a week.
So bees can live underwater for up to a week.
Apparently, this study published was describing scientists from Canada's university up there accidentally submerged hibernating queen bumblebees in the water, and they were astonished to find they had survived. They could breathe underwater.
So let's say you're at a lake somewhere, and there's a beehive nearby, and somebody throws a football, hits it, and now it's chaos. You can't even run to the water anymore to escape.
That's what you're supposed to do, I thought. If you disturb the hive, and you get a bunch of these bees, and now they can survive underwater, Hammer.
So I'm reading this here. The experiment involved 143 common eastern bumblebee queens and found that those kept underwater for periods up to 7 days had similar survival rates to those not underwater.
That is scary.
That's frightening. You can't get away from bees.
That's damn nature, you scary. That's, you know, again, another one of those fears is getting drugged to the bottom of the ocean by a great white shark.
Yep.
Mauled to death by a giant grizzly bear or tiger,
mm-hmm.
and then being attacked and killed by, you know, wasps, hornets, bees, whatever.
Which brings us to great moments in bee history. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wicker Man.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Oh, no, my eyes! My eyes! Ah!
How did Nicolas Cage not win an Oscar for that? That's unfair. He did not win an Oscar for that portrayal. Great moments in bee history from the movie Tommy Boy. Here's Chris Farley.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off! Forget that, I'm starting to swell up! They're huge and they sting crazy! Your firearms are useless against them!
By the way, Nige, the coupon lady has weighed in.
Yes.
She says, what is American Pie?
Oh, she got it! Bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee.
Dude, you suck.
That was perfect. She got it. She knew what I was talking about.
Great moments in bee history. This is one of our favorite stories of all time. This is where there was a hillbilly in Kentucky who just wanted to put some overalls on and watch a video game and play video games.
Yes.
But there was a car accident outside of his house. Somebody crashed into like a pole of some kind, and next thing you know, bees came out, and this guy had to help.
I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
Anderson then says they ran up the road, grabbed a hose outside his home, and started trying to spray off the bees.
I told him he needed to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eat up by bees. I thought he was just high.
And yes, if you're wondering, that guy does sound a little bit like Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
Boom, just like that.
And I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines was falling.
I've been calling y'all people better than a month now, grab back y'all every time a Daniel dog crossed the street, start yapping at y'all.
And Jill tackles sideways into the fence.
How you supposed to come out and do anything about that dog if you're just going to get a damn computer ain't going to come over here and just...
And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
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 Boom, just like that.
Great moments in B history.
Yes.